Forget wanted posters. When Seattle police put the new software in place, they'll have a new way to identify a suspected offender in, say, a surveillance image, scan the person's facial patterns, and search a database of potentially more than 660,000 booking photos for a match. The city council's vote approves the purchase of this software as part of a $1.6 million federal grant. To get the ACLU of Washington's blessing for the purchase, the Seattle Police Department adopted a policy agreeing investigators will only use the technology to identify someone who an officer, quote, reasonably suspects may be involved in criminal activity, end quote. ACLU spokesperson Doug Honig says the usefulness of the new software in solving crimes outweighs the potential for police misuse.
That's part of their function as police. It's to solve crimes. What we want to make sure is that in the process of solving crimes, they don't abuse their powers in some situations to interfere with people's rights.
Honig points out department policy will require Seattle police to maintain records of the technology's use and audit those records every year. But others say those safeguards aren't enough. Phil Mosick helped found a group called the Seattle Privacy Coalition, whose members are worried about the city's increased gathering of personal data. He says there are good police uses for facial recognition technology, like identifying the robber in that grainy surveillance image.
What they could also use it for is to identify people in a crowd who are reasonably suspected of some innocuous crime like pedestrian interference. These are the kinds of crimes that people are accused of when the police want to clear out a political demonstration.
The lone vote on the city council against the software's purchase was Councilmember Kashama Sawant, who says breaches to citizens' rights to privacy are often difficult to undo. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.